Shir Lamed Bey in Bava Metzia by the Rosh Hashiva, H. Shvat, H. Tov Shemem, Zion, February 4th, 1987, on Wednesday.
Oh, Mishma became Baal, Tanin Lachot Sabin Laban. But we didn't go over the taste of it, I think. At the bottom of Shulam Laban. Abam is king is like a home. Oh wait. Vim Tema. Veil and Iris. The Omar Gavin is kicked by Shabbos. Hoyo Migavi Eitze Potter. Visa Shabbos visa Knebel Boim Kert. Vikoma Idi Abgelösch aus Arabien. Iso Shabbos Ike is a Knebel Eke. Vamai or Alba Amis came slave. Be Ishlema the Vignaver, the Kino Abon on the Kone, El Binzi, the Lay Selantris. What's the discussion? Here the Gemara says that there is a Takonis Chachomim, that Alba Amis itself is came. It's like Chotza. And there the Gemara says somebody steals the keys. Shabbos, and he drags it, he pulls it, the 80 is brought out. Why? Because when is he came in the Gneve, when he pulled it out into the Rishu Sarabi, when he pulled it out into the Rishu Sarabi, Chayobim is a shady game, also part of the Shem. He's a Shabbos in Ebrei Kech, but so the Gemara is the Kashi. I after Rishu Sarabi, Miso Shabbos, is a neglect because Daladamis is not king. So it's a riot. Why is he a neglect? Why is he a neglect? But because Mashiach is not king of Rishu Sarabi. But if Daladamis is king, so never mind the Mashiach aspect. Without Mashiach, the fact that the purse was in his Daladamis, and there's a Machlekes in the Gemara and on the base, whether Daladamis is Kene b'shus Rabim or not. So Rav Sheisha says only b'simbi is Kene. But Rav Popper holds that even b'shus Rabim is Kene. So why did the Gemara ask, the after Rishus Rabim is a Shabbos, he is a Gnevel Eke, why Eke? Mashiach is not Gnevel Rishus Rabim. But our Adam is according to Rav Popper, he is Gnevel Rishus Rabim. So it is Basachas. So Mele, there is come the Rabbi. Vamai Vahabam is Gnevel Rishus Rabim. Yesh Leima, the big Gnevel, it came Rabbon the Kone, Elabim Tzie, the Leisel and Tzui, who beget Rishus Rabim, he said, Tal Adam is it Akonis Chachon, why the Chachon Nisake? It should be like his chota, like his reshus. So by mitzvah, the only sake in the daladamis of the person should be like his reshus, because otherwise there will be a lot of antagonism and resentment and conflict. You know, somebody will try to acquire title in the mitzvah, and then it will be told, no, you didn't acquire title. Somebody else will come and grab it and pick it up. So there will be conflict between the first person who acquired it within his Daladamis before and the second person who grabbed it out of the Daladamis and picked it up. And why would Chachom Misaki by get that if the husband drops the get in the Daladamis of the Isha, so the Isha is Mikaresh as a seed. It had been dropped in the chotzer of the Isha. It should be good, because in order that the woman should not have to stay in Aguni. All right. But Ligabi Ganev, so there is no reason as to why the Chachomim should accommodate the Ganev. He should be Kene the Gneve in his Alamis. So the Gneve came out of the Kanon, and see the Islam, so you should get it. Or Rav Sheisha is going to be some more. The Moshe's Rabbi with Kina Abba Ames was a Shabbat. So it's a middle of the Kashi. So the Moshe he's asking, "I dafresh is a rabbin, is a Shabbos yikis a gnei veleke?" Because from the point of view of Mishir es a Mishir, Mishir es a rabbin is not kene. From the point of view of the Adames, it's not kene either. Ma'avirin eis eimenu. So, no talmik tzaspe. Vizora klashor in lebiklu. No follow leo, porast alise leo. If one poor man, Ruvain, when he sees the pay, so he doesn't pick it up, but he just throws his garment, his coat, on it to earmark it that he's the one who acquired it, then another one can come and he take it, because by throwing the talent, so he was not caned. So he went over the Gemara in mentions two shades. One is like Teisves, like Rabbatan. One is like Rashi. Rashi Shiki, there is Aloche. Only Amaka Bechor, only men of Mikosh. In other words, if the person tries very hard to acquire, let's say, a certain Chor, a certain cake, then another person, but he still wasn't Zeichen. He didn't want my beer. He's trying to get it. Let's say, the time of California, you know, when there was a lot of gold, you know, in California. So suppose one person was already working and digging, and he's on the verge, you know, of excavating the gold. Then another person comes, and he's quicker, and then he excavates. So, even though the first person did not acquire legal title in gold yet, he hasn't found it yet, but he's close to it. There's a lot of work on it, so he's very close to it. And the other person takes advantage of all the work done by the first person, and he picks it up, and he's a chesed, so he's a rosh. He's a rosh.
But he's still coming.
He's still coming, yeah.
We don't say that the person's Dalet Amos a kind. If a person is working in a certain area, we don't say
suppose it's not his Dalet Amos. Listen,
okay, then.
It's a big area. Suppose Dalet Amos is a very small area. Suppose he's more than Dalet Amos away from the goal. So, but he's very close. Yeah. So, then the other person, he comes and picks it up. So he's a rosh, he goes. But he acquires legal, the other person acquires legal title. So Tzadeh says that here is not in the Rosh either. After the Rosh of the Mikri, we have all got the only, last week, we still have that Rosh. Ich Beis Lamed Zayin. So, now let's... הפלורושל מקדף אגב לא נמאף בחוג או בחנות בן קורושל היינו משום דרכו אלו מתחף ומתנער אחרית as the case of Rav Gidl the Gemara mentions in Dush Rav Gidl was negotiating to buy a piece of land and then Rav Abbe didn't know that Rav Gidl was negotiating so he bought it So then Rav Yitzchok Nafre told Rav Abbe, why did you do such a thing? It's on a map of the Choro Bach, not the name of Rosh. So he said, he didn't know. Anyway, so he said, now that you know, so why didn't you give it over to him? So he says, to sell it to him, I don't want. To sell it to him, I don't want. Because that's not... a good fact. He wants to take it as a present, I'll give it to him. But Rav Gidl did refuse to take it as a present because Selim had a Messiah here, so this one didn't want to keep it, that one didn't want to keep it. So then who benefited? The Bnei Yeshiva benefited. So it was turned over to the Yeshiva. Okay. So this is Shiti is. That this halacha of only a map bechor of Bach and Tomi Mene, Mikra Roshe, applies only in the case where the other person can have another opportunity, you know, to get a piece of land. Well, there's only one piece of land is from Bach. You'll have to work a little hard, so you'll be able to buy an equally good piece of land. It's not the only piece of land in the world you can buy. Mashinkin, Magitzio, Hefkia. Let's say it's in the case of the gold in California, so according to cases to Rabbi Tam, he wasn't a Rosh. He wasn't a Rosh. But Rashi says, even in the case of Yitzhiya or Hefkia, so he's also, so he considered a Rosh. But you don't see enough to Rosh in the case. The Abogadon Abu Horo Bahamot and Koroshe, Hadi Mishu, the actual Mitahun Funarachite, Abom Tiri Herkel, like the name of Abdul Roshe Loimitre, now so it's a machleket between Rashi and Rabbetam, and the Mechaber has today is, in Sina Rishon Isaiah, Amar Zra Hadova Miknese, Uli Sokre, Vitaka, Vitalkli, Uwaha, Vikone, Nikoroshe, So that's So the first loshon is like Rashi, that he will see a behefker, when the second one will not have an opportunity to avail himself of this fortune. So he's also Rashi. That's the second loshon. That's like Amatam Shimbo Miskin behefker. Und wie kann man von nachher, und wie kann man die Kinder in den Mikro Roche, die Kinder schon wieder waren, wo zu leben, wo kann man nachher, ja. But, these seven Rabbetan is made, that if the Chore happens to be the source of livelihood, then in the Bezio Behefker, so it is, he's Roche. So when is these the Schelik, when is Rabbetan Schelik and Roche, Well, it's not the source of livelihood. It's not a big thing, only a small thing. So mele, in the case of the gold in California, it all depends. If it was a question of one piece of gold, whether this one should get it or that one should get it, so then it would be Tolan Machlekes between Russian case account and Tom, it was whatever the second, to be safe. Even though the first one did a lot of work in coming close to it, But usually, when people became involved in digging gold, so they made that their source of livelihood. Everything in their life was geared to the gold. It's not just a question of finding it useful and be happy. I mean, they dedicated their life to this goal, you know, of digging up more and more gold. So that's like Hasodis Gvul in Pamose. And so then, even according to Amitabha. Now, so Mechava mentions both these. Oh, so he says, V'yeshenim shibol miskit v'hefkir v'nikav maton v'achir v'v'ahav kidney. So the Yeshem and Loishne, that's Rashi. But the Ramo Paskins like Rabbi Tamshi, Uspor Yeshem and Yerika, Uspor Yeshem and Yerika. So in other words, that like Rabbi Tamshi, the Shimbo Riskin, the Hefker, so any mikrosh. But in Dushan, now what did he say of Gosh, what a very day there, so the Mordechai in Dushan says, or Sisa Yoshavatev. It is inconsistent with Sisa Yoshavativ. Now, the Sifri says, Hayoshav be'inei miyodo, be'atev be'inei, Hayoshav kisasa ativ Hayoshav be'inei shomai kecho. So, atev be'inei shomai, v'ayoshav be'inei. But the Ramatam himself is maybe that if it's a question of depriving another person of the source of livelihood, not just of his voting, so then even Bidogra Shlahevka, where the second person will not have an opportunity to get the same thing, so it's just Miu Kosha Maidi Pirkei Achper Kama Hosom Machitim Adok Miri Sadok sometimes the shyness arises. You know, the Sontzino is born. So the Sontzino publishes Tanakh, publishes Gemara and everything, the English translation of the Talmud. Now, there is one such person, he happens to be a very fine man, very fine man. But he published an English translation of the Talmud, Kolak. That is to be very fine. But this is not a nice thing. But
He just took the Sontzino and copied it.
Well, I mean, you make minor changes, you know, in order to escape to avoid any possibility of being prosecuted by law. You have to make one little change. In other words, let's say the Mishneh Berurah, you know, the Mishneh Berurah was once published by the son of Rabbi Chaim Olam Hashem, Rabbi Aaron Kagan. He was the youngest son of Rabbi Chaim. Then somebody else, I don't know what to mention names. Somebody who also related to the Rabbi Chaim's Mishpoch. So it's something that it was not right. But what do you do? He republished Mishneh Berurah, but it had a copyright. How can you do it? You can't, you know. All right, when something is beginning to give you, so, you know, smart people, you know, they find an answer. No, find the heta, you know. You can find the heta mirror burning for everything, you know. You can find the heta mirror burning for everything. But you cannot joke around with the government, you know, copyright. So you know what he did? You know, the Mishneh Berurah that the Rav Aaron Kagan published, so he had him after a psiche, you know. Simon Aleph discussed this, and then they discussed this. So he reprinted everything the same, except that the psyche was a little different. In other words, let's say Simon Aleph discusses, let's say, what his Gabba can relate to his Beirei. So then it'll mention that Simon Aleph discusses his Gabba can relate to his Beirei, and it also discusses Shebisi and the Shemin and the Somi, that the other So only minor change. So naturally, I mean, you know, caught what they know. The lawyer showed, look, it's a different book altogether. I mean, that's done day after day. I mean, this is something, you know. In our circles, you know, it is something unusual. But in the modern circles, not in the outer circles, it's done every day, cut right. So you make one minor change, and it's a new thing, you see. It's a new thing. Anyway, so what kind of Lisa did it involve? Involved in Lisa, upon the Amara Kachor, over Achab, not
remember me, called Asogu.
What did I mean? That's called Asogu. But it doesn't involve the love of Lisasibu Reach. The love of Lisasibu Reach, Ashabogu Rishayim, has reference to Eretz Yisrael and to Asogas Karki. In other words, that Reuven and Shimon are neighbors. And here there is one line. This is Reuven's lot, territory, this is Shimon's. Then, furtively, he raises this line and he draws another line. Perfectly, clandestinely, they are neighbors. So then, it's a double love of his neighbor, even though Karkin is eligible. So there's no Chiv Tashlum, but the love of his neighbor is there. But in addition, that his soil is there, the love of the Sasquatch Ashkolishim. But the Russian Yodom, we call it a service book, but that does not mean that it involves the Nisa.
Is it permitted to buy such a book?
What? One second. But the Marshal, in his perush, and the smart, the Sifra Mitzvah, had mentioned it. So the Marshal wrote the perush. So the Marshal, in his perush, and the smart, in the love of the Sasipur Reacho. So he says that these are be the love of the Sasipur Reacho. So it only applies to Asogis Gula of Kark and Eretz Yisrael, not to the Asogis Gula of Bumnes, you know, the library. But in Russian Yodon, this is called Asogis Gula. So the Marshal mentions a Chiddush, it's a big Chiddush. He says, there is a passage in Kisovet, before the Teichach, Oh, Masi Gulei. So he raises the question, why did the Torah have to say, Oh, Masi Gulei? Is it a lot? Of this Asi Gurahu, I have to resort to all Masgurahus. And he says, the love of this Asi Gurahu applies only to Asogis Gul and Kark and Eretz Yisrael, not to Asogis Gul of Unes. But if somebody is Masgur in Unes, in other words, he deprives another person of his profession, of his source of livelihood, so then he's either the Isaiah of all massive Bulei. All massive Bulei. So that could be the Pshat in Thesis. Thesis says that when Thesis is the Kashi against Kramatam, how does Kramatam say that Bidova shall have care when the second person will not find an opportunity to get a similar Chore? So then there was no Isaiah. So why do the Mishnah say why did the Moreh and the Rupasa say that for Palet, Mahtikim Yardo, Kimloya Litzis Adog? Kimloya Litzis Adog, in other words, if a fisherman put in, let's say, a certain net in the river to catch fish, so another fisherman has to move away a certain distance and not to catch fish within that zone where the first fisherman already had placed his net. But you can't get fish in any other place. Suppose this part in the river happens to be a good spot and the other spot in the river, so you can't catch a fish. It's much more still also. So this is a new question by any good the after you come out So according to Mashal, comes within the Isa or Masipurei, it doesn't come within the law of this Asipurah, but it comes within the Isa of all Masipurei. Some male, when does Rabbi Tam say that the Dorosh Rehavtel is not Osir? That's in regard to something that is not of such major importance that it constitutes the source of livelihood of a person. Small thing, a cake, a big thing. Alright, so then it's only Osir Mitzad Vosis Ayashvatet, it's not nice. So, since it's only awesome, it's not nice. So when is it not nice? Not the Rosh Lefkia. If he has an opportunity to get that cake somewhere else, and he doesn't, so it's not right. But if he has no other opportunity, so it's not unfair. So it doesn't come with the association. But in case where you deprive the other fellow of the source of livelihood, so then it comes to the Israel of all Masigurei, not just because of Sisayashvatei. So what difference does it make whether he has another opportunity, he doesn't have an opportunity. So you're allowed to gossip or to steal just because you have no other opportunity of making a living or being more. Some of my hands are very happy for you to be loved. I'm a hot about cooking, is it going to hide? Now, the taste is Rabbeinom, oh no, that's Rabbeinom, Yeshua Hotzer, the Yeshua Adam. Machlake King Rabbeinom is to whether a Ktane has a Hotzer, King Hotzer. Or not. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Yeshua Chotzer, Yeshua Abamitz. Because Chotzer Mishtam Yod is Rabbi. And just as a Ketane has a Kinyan, Yosem Yoro. So she has also a Kinyan Chotzer. The Shlokhi says, Chotzer Mitam Shlichas is Rabbi. Chotzer Mitam Shlichas is Rabbi. And just as a Tano does not have a shliach, so she cannot have a chotzer. So I mention the name of Reb Chaim, that even if we say chotzer tav shliach sapoye, it is to be distinguished from any other regular shliach. Any other shliach has your point is shliach, so the shliach does the ma'isi akinyan for you. Boye, shiche, sire, chazoke, agel, suda, whatever kinyan is effective. So he does for the mishnah. But here, the chotzer is a gavre, the courtyard is a gavre. A gavre to make a king. What kinyan does the chotzer do? What kinyan? Kinyan shlichas, there is no such kinyan in the world, kinyan shlichas. Shlichas means you appoint someone as your agent, so he stands in your shoes. He represents you. So he has to do something. So even if we say chotzer shlichas, How it was Chotzer came at which king and king shlichas, there is no such king. Again, yet. So what the Machlekes to Rabbi Yechon Shlokish? Machlekes is according to Rabbi Yechon. So the Chotzer is considered the yad of the person by itself, automatically, without the medium of shlichas. According to Shlokish, so for the medium of shlichas, he becomes the yad of the Baal HaChotzer. Where do you find such a thing? Shlichas l'kabbalah, you find such a thing. The Isha plays a passive role in being in Kabbalah. She doesn't do any ma'aseh, the husband doesn't do any ma'aseh. What does she do? She's completely passive. She's completely passive, doesn't have to do anything. Doesn't have to do any eyes. Let's say, if he puts it in her hand, she doesn't have to close her hand. Just like that. So what does she's in Mikabeles. So when the Isha appoints a Shliach Mikabeles and he's the Mikabel, so that means through the medium of Shliaches, the Shliach becomes the Yad of the Isha. The Yad, the hand of the Shliach, is considered like the hand of the Isha. So through Shliaches Kapole, we have the Aloche, that by designating a certain person, the Shliach, the Kapole, so he becomes, the Shliach's Yad becomes the Yad of the Mishalach, of the Isha. So here too, by designating the Chotzer as the Shliach of the Bala Chotzer, so the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the Mishal, of the Bala Chotzer. So what is the Kinyan? Kinyan. So again it is a Kinyan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, without recourse to the medium of Shliches, it is a Yad. It is a Yad, just as the hand is a Yad. What is Yad mean for the shoes? So the Chotzer is also the Rishus. According to the Shlokim, the Chotzer does not become the Rishus of the Bala Chotzer, except for the fact that the Bala Chotzer wants the Chotzer to represent him, to be his agent. So through, by being Mimane, the Chotzer is the Bala Chotzer's agent, is Bala Chotzer's representative. So Mele, the Chotzer becomes the Yad of the Bala Chotzer. But the Kinyan is to Yad. Of course, there is no other way of explaining it. So who does the Maise? The Bala Chotzer does the Maise, Kinyan to Yad. So then we are confronted with a certain difficulty. So why do the more efficace, Nike, Mandor, Machot, some Shushlikas is Haboy, but Tanya Biode, Yale Yode, Gagi Hatir, Nikapi, Minai, Tamanimai Motsiti Mote, Nikon Moki, Nisalgai, of course, some Shushlikas is Haboy, Kimotino Shliach, Libarabe. Kein lonen shliach li baradeire. Is li flu. Da loche of in shliach li baradeire. Is that's let's say the more English. So, in Dushin darf man gimme. In der Chachot, immer auch die Tonne, darf man gimme und alle von Dushin. In Kill someone. So, who chayo bishaya? He actually killed. He is chayo. Sheu chob chayo. Shenema ulisi horakto bichere bina. That Shama Azofa said, so what does it mean? Divrei Arabi, Divrei Talmud Mishim. So that implies, look, not that Shliches is not Chal, Anid Varavir, but that the Mishalach cannot be Mechuyev for the Maise Avere that was done by the Shliches. What's the Pshat Shliches? That the Maise done by the Shliach is attributed to the Mishalach. So Ligabe Avere, the debt is only Shayer, the Maise is done by the Shliach. It has to be attributed to Mishalach, so he's saying, Eishler, the Maise done by the Shliach, cannot be Mishaches to Mishalach, cannot be attributed to Mishalach. Mashaykin here, even if we say Chotzam Shushlechas, so make a key and insert the chayfetz. So the shliya abundis of the key and chazoki kesef shda, a boy mishicha nisire, so they are agi, and that my sakinian is a tzibirit in the shalach. The chotzer is not a gavar, is not a bachoche to do anything on. So what is the key and a gelyat? So what is doing shlichas? This means, through shlichas, it becomes the yalur balachotzer. So who does the maisik neile? The kiyan mit neile. The court yavos, the kiyan mit neile. The balachotzer does the maisik neile. So we don't have to resort to any isyachsus, any attribution of an act done by the shliach to mishal. It's not that the courtyard steals, and that has to be attributed to the Balachotzer. The courtyard doesn't steal, he doesn't do anything. The courtyard is an inherent thing, nothing, he doesn't do a thing. Through Shliches, it becomes the Yad of Balachotzer. So who steals? At the very outset, who steals? The Chotzer steals, not the Chotzer doesn't steal. The Balachotzer steals. So, how can we apply the aloha of Yishliach Lavia? So obviously it's muchach from this Gemara. The tzim Gemara is the kashi. Gemara is the kashi. How can I say Shlichas, the tchotza mitam shlichas is raboye. So how can there be a king and chotza al ligavigam? Yishliach Lavia. That the pshat Yishliach Lavia is not that the maisi cannot be Yishliach. But Shlichas is not Chalal Yivarabi. Shlichas is not Chalal Yivarabi. Not that the Maise done by the Shliach cannot be Misyachis or Mishalach. If that had been the Aloche, so it would have no application to Chotzer. Because Chotzer, who does the Maise Aveir? The Bala Chotzer, not the Chotzer. Chotzer doesn't steal the Chotzer. It's inconceivable to Sashit. But the aloha of Yishliach Ravere is, even on the basis of a Diva Rab Gratan Meshem, so the aloha is that Shlichas is not Chalan in Ravere. So Mele, here in the Akonta Shlokish, in order to become the Yad of the Malachotza, it has to take place through the medium of Shlichas, and the medium of Shlichas cannot take effect on in Ravere. When we say Shlichas Vavere, that Shlichas is not Chalam Vavere, it's Bach Yuve. Boyovit. But the Aloche of Shlichas Vavere is not just that the Maise Avere done by the Shliach cannot be Nisyaches le Mishalach. But the Shlichas is not Chal. But we'll soon see whether this is so. From a certain basis, so it's much more than that, but we'll soon see. Now it is, Rabbi Yechem Amar, Yeshua Lava Lamas, David, Ulkamu Mosi, Mishu Yawit, Mitzir Yed, Alme, Shayer, Kid, Alamas Yed, Uvipir Kazeri, Koma, Rabbi Yechem, Koriblo, Afilu, Meyo, Amo, So this is the kashe. See, now there's machleke between the bir and shlokis. The tame yesh lechotzer, the yesh lechameis, yesh lechameis. So the Gemara says then, kiplige, liyim itzis, Gemara says, liyim get kolalmu, kiplige the chotzer, mishim yabe ashrakoi. But by that itself, so it goes without saying, the Tano is Yishlo Chotza V'Yishlo Adames. So that implies that by get, the Yishe can be Gereshet only if the get comes with being her Daladames. But suppose it doesn't come within the vicinity of Daladames. It comes within the vicinity of Heyames. Then it's too far away to be king of the get. Suppose it comes within the vicinity of 10 ames, of course. Suppose it comes in the vicinity of 50 ames. So of course he's not in the rushes. But from the morning it appears that even if it comes within the limits of Meyo Amo, 100 Amo, not 4 Amo, 100. Such a larger area. So he's came a thing will come was with Yahweh, he's in the gate, I'm sure he didn't have the gate, or he can say, he come, carry it, and call it Lord, you may am, or call him Shomri Abigail. So you see there is a much larger scope by gate than 4 Ames, even 100 Ames. And here we more emphasize Dalet Ames, thus implying only Dalet Ames. That's the limits of the scope of Ames. And they are the more essential in Meir Amo. Yishlein Abidi Dalet Ames, Shalom, Afrikul Yochul, Yishmei Kovim.